you, Richard. Now we have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. 20 homes are on the way for a key city site. A much-loved city restaurant in an historic building reopens, and a park and ride site is earmarked for closure.
Long-awaited plans, which would see up to 200 new homes on a derelict Norwich site, have been lodged. Plans for the first phase of new homes at the former Mile Cross depot site have been submitted to its own planning committee by Norwich City Council. The Labour-controlled council first mooted the idea of building homes at the site off Mile Cross Road in 2017, and proposals for the first 67 of the houses have been submitted, with a mixture of one-bed, two-bed and four-bed homes. The 10.5-acre site used to be the council's City Works depot, where City Hall's fleet of vehicles and in-house workers were based. It then became the Mile Cross Business Centre, home to about 30 small to medium-sized businesses, but they were served notice as the council looked to develop the site. The buildings on the site were demolished in 2019, but there has been a long period in which the land has had to be checked for contamination.
Calls for a new dental college at the UEA have been backed by all nine of Norfolk's serving MPs following a government pledge to establish facilities in underserved areas. As part of a dental recovery plan unveiled, Westminster is aiming to increase dental training places by 40% by 2032. The announcement has given fresh hope that an undergraduate dental school could be established at the University of East Anglia. Bosses at the UEA are set to launch a formal bid to set up the school and have vowed to continue lobbying the government to fund the scheme. And ahead of this, they have received the backing of all nine of the county's serving MPs. If you grow up in Norfolk, the nearest place you can train is Birmingham, so it is hardly surprising we have fewer dentists than any other part of the country. Leaders from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and Quadram Institute also joined the plea.
A Norwich restaurant that has been shut for several years has reopened with new owners who are aiming to put it back on the map as a culinary destination. Couple Femi Abadundee and Belinda Walterton recently took on Tatlers in Tombland, which is inside an 18th century building, and it is being given a refresh with local artwork on the walls. Mr. Abadundee, who most recently worked as a private chef, has a long association with the Norwich food scene. Born to Nigerian parents, Febi and his sibling, Bim, were the first black brothers to be fostered into Norwich in the late 1960s, with their photos in the Norwich Castle Museum. Femi went to the Hewitt School and City College, Norwich, and then, aged 16, did an apprenticeship at London Hilton on Park Lane. He later returned to Norfolk to work as sous chef under Richard Hughes, now chef director of the Assembly House and at South Walsham Hall. After going back to London for a couple of years, he returned to Norwich in the early 90s and had Femi's restaurant in King Street for 12 years and then the Eaton Park Cafe for 14 years. On opening Tatlers, Mr. Abadundee said, "I still had that fire in me to open a restaurant and come back to do what I have always had a passion for." Mr. Abadundee added, "It is all about serving food that people enjoy so that they leave feeling full and happy. I am not cooking for the critics. If I was, I wouldn't put a treacle tart on the menu."
The future of a park and ride site on the edge of Norwich looks bleak after it was identified for potential closure. Norfolk County Council has already earmarked the facility at Postwick as part of a huge raft of cuts, even though a trial to establish if it should stay open does not end until Easter. The council is due to set its budget later this month, which includes £52 million of cuts and savings. And one of the proposals is to consider shutting the POSIC service to save £150,000, should passenger numbers remain too low for it to run without the council having to subsidise it. With passenger numbers at about 45% of those pre-pandemic, the inclusion of POSIC in the budget lists of cuts and savings could signal an end for a site which opened in 1995 at a cost of £2.3 million.
Mental health wards are set to be transformed with world-class art. The charity, Hospital Rooms, is working closely with internationally renowned local and national artists, patients and staff to create 15 major artworks for the Rivers Centre, which is currently under construction at Helsden Hospital in Norwich, part of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. The project also collaborates with Norwich University of the Arts, Sainsbury Centre and Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery. Tim Steer, Hospital Rooms Senior Project Curator, said, "We're thrilled and immensely proud to be working with Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust on which is our most innovative project to date." The project has included 70 art workshops across wards and services and has helped reach hundreds of people from diverse populations. The aim is that these sessions will inspire the artists' final installations. Debs Agar, a senior occupational therapist at Helsden, said, "I have worked at Helsden Hospital for more than 11 years, and it has been so refreshing to be involved in this project to create a better environment for the people we support." One inpatient said, "I am keen to come back and see that my small contribution today will have a lasting impact into the future on the care for people who may, like me, experience a difficult and dark chapter in their lives." Workshops continue this month, accessible to current inpatients, community service users, carers, supporters and staff.
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.